US 99.5, sitting across the table from two party animals. It is good to see you two. Hello, Big and Rich.
Hello there. How is everyone?
We've been waiting to talk to you.
Man, we've just been making our way through it, just getting there. Everything we've been doing has been leading to this moment.
And right here.
What are we going to do with it?
We've been waiting to sit in front of the Chicago mix of the Garrett's Popcorn.
Eat some Chicago mix and talk about country music.
Jawbusters.
It is good to see you because you guys have stuff happening. You have music together again.
Yes, yeah, we do. First time in 3 years.
Yeah. New music coming out in May and a new album that we're working on right now. Be finished up this summer and out in the fall. And we'll be touring all year. It's quite exciting. It feels like we've had a little bit of time to write and actually build up the kind of songs that mean something.
Right.
Stand up to our level of quality and enjoyment.
Because you both got to do some great personal work as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we made babies for the last 3 years. I have two sons. Kenny has two sons. And then Kenny traveled the world everywhere. Where all did you go? Haiti, and you went to Africa. You went to Africa.
Been there a few times.
Your own version of a walkabout.
Yeah, and I've been all over. And I've been all over the U.S. too. So, you know,
it's a
lot of work to do in Appalachia right now. I would guess 10-20% hunger amongst children in this country right now. Would help my fifth grade teacher feed about 400 outside of Tampa, Florida. It's nuts. You can't imagine it. So
Kenny did get through the fifth grade eventually.
And seeing you know, everything that you can accomplish, having had some success in it. It's been good to be able to go out there and do some things that are important to us. I mean, John raised a buttload of money last year for St. Jude.
I was going to say, you brought such great awareness. Because you know country radio already cares about it, but you brought the world into St. Jude through Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah.
It definitely put a big spotlight on it. The folks in Memphis told me that we raised 1.4 on the show, and I asked them, I said, did the online donations move much? And they go, did they move much? They said it was tens of millions of dollars that surged online because of that. Mm-hmm. So I would urge everybody out there, if you don't know about St. Jude, go look it up online.
StJude.org.
$20 a month. There's millions of people doing $20 a month. It's the best place you could send your money to.
So I'm getting the wrap up. So the one thing we want to know about,
don't pay attention to them.
Now,
did we wrap you up, or did somebody else wrap you up? You ain't wrapped up. Well, don't even listen to them. We're talking.
What's the game that you lose the most money on when you come to Vegas?
The one that you play the most.
So what's your game, John?
I'm a blackjack man.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm up. I'm up on the year.
How much are you? You're the third?
I'm up quite a bit.
You're the third person to be up today.
I'm not up on this trip. Okay. I'm up on the year. I'm a career blackjack man, okay. So I look at it as a career.
I like roulette because the cards are never in my favor.
You can't make any decisions on roulette. It's just a guess.
I didn't like being on that side of the table.
Kenny owns a casino now.
Yeah,
like in South Dakota.
Part,
Kenny's showing us a gaming license. So he's the house
side of the table.
Kenny stands on the other side and takes my money.
One of the craziest things I've done is there in Deadwood, South Dakota, be on the inside of that pit dealing to John Rich
and taking my money. He whooped my ass
like a stadium, watching what's going to happen.
P.S. How was the orange couch? And then we'll let you go.
The orange couch is probably the best thing that we've had in that office to try and spice it up. It's got every signature of every star who's ever come through.
Did you know that originally was in mine and Kenny's songwriter room? Oh. So Kenny's bare ass has been on it as much as anyone's.
So I don't think you realize that we were going to take it when you made the bet.
Hey, no.
Stories in that couch.
If that couch could talk, we'd probably both be in jail right now.
We love that orange
couch.
It's still there.
Yes.
Still doing really well. It's cleaned every week.
Oh, you clean it?
Wow. Cleaned weekly.
So. Well, Lisa and Ray, actually, I take that back. Knowing those two, probably not. Right?
Well, we're glad you're enjoying it, and we're looking forward to seeing you guys very shortly.
We would love to see you in Chicago soon. All
Absolutely.
The best.
God bless you.
US 99.5.
Thank you.